Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Despite pleas from officials and residents in Vallejo for some more law enforcement resources from the state, Governor Newsom says they will not be getting an influx of CHP officers. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, there's no doubt about the crime problem in Vallejo, so why is the governor balking at this?
Because there's just not enough CHP officers to go around, Eric. What we've seen in the last couple of years throughout the state of California, and indeed the nation, is a drop in the number of people willing to become police officers. Recruitments are becoming increasingly difficult. There's increased competition between cities trying to grab officers. Plus, in the Bay Area, we've had a whole upheaval about, you know, exactly the role that police should play. The CHP isn't immune to all of this. I mean, they have about a 14% vacancy rate in the Golden Gate area, their districts around here. They need officers as well. Plus, in addition to hitting the streets in San Francisco and Oakland already, and Antioch, and to a degree Vallejo as well, you know, there's just not enough to go around. And they're also doing increased retail theft ring work. There's a lot bigger and bigger demand for it. So the governor's basically saying, don't depend on the CHP. The mayor, and as you said, 3,500 residents signed a petition in Vallejo saying, bring them in. Let's have a surge like you have in Oakland. He says, no, what you're probably going to have to do is rearrange your spending priorities, find some money, and either hire more cops or start contracting the work to be done by the county sheriff's department.
Speaking of contracting with the Solano County Sheriff's Office, I mean, do they have officers to spare?
Well, that's another question, but at least they would be paid there. Usually the officers can come in. We've had Alameda County officers come in to help with Oakland as well, but it's always on a part-time basis. Now, you know, the county sheriffs already patrol unincorporated areas, but that's a good question, Margie. How long can we keep spreading this thin out to different agencies? It's going to take a lot of effort. Vallejo, for example, you know, it's a bad situation, but it's been worse. Their violent crime and serious crimes have stabilized, and even gone down a little bit. But it's thefts. It's these thefts that we're seeing, and these sideshows that we're seeing that are causing a lot of the problem. Now, thefts, when somebody decides to, you know, bust into a smoke shop with a stolen car and make off with goods, it's great video. It's seen all around the world and around the country, but it's kind of tough to prevent. The other one is the sideshows that continue to happen. Now, the CHP will get involved with that because they float all around. They can start off in San Francisco and wind up in Vallejo. So they're on board for that. But I guess the governor's message is it's a new year, the COVID money's gone, and you're going to have to find some way to protect yourselves and police yourselves and pay for it.
Thanks, Phil. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier.